A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After Paul's escorts had taken him to Athens, they came away with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. Then Paul stood up at the Areopagus and said, "You Athenians, I see that in every respect you are very religious. For as I walked around looking carefully at your shrines, I even discovered an altar inscribed to an unknown god. What therefore you unknowingly worship, I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and all that is in it, the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in sanctuaries made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands because he needs anything. Rather, it is he who gives to everyone life and breath and everything. He made from one the whole human race to dwell on the entire surface of the earth, and he fixed the ordered seasons and the boundaries of the regions so that people might seek God, even perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your poets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since therefore we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divinity is like an image fashioned from gold, silver, or stone by human art and imagination. God has overlooked the times of ignorance, but now he demands that all people everywhere repent, because he has established a day on which he will judge the world with justice through a man he has appointed, and he has provided confirmation for all by raising him from the dead." When they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some began to scoff, but others said, "We should like to hear you on this some other time." And so Paul left them. But some did join him and became believers. Among them were Dionysius, a member of the court of the Areopagus, a woman named Damaris, and others with them. After this, he left Athens and went to Corinth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all you angels. Praise him, all you hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Let the kings of the earth and all peoples, the princes and all the judges of the earth, young men too and maidens, old men and boys. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. He has lifted up the horn of his people. Be this his praise from all his faithful ones, from the children of Israel, the people close to him. Alleluia. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The other day, someone approached me and just said, "Hey, Father, just a suggestion. I was talking with some friends and we were all saying, we agree, like, we don't know the Holy Spirit." So I kind of breathed a sigh of relief, because usually when I'm like, someone wants to pull me aside with a suggestion, it's like, "Hey, you know, fix the boiler, or, you know, improve the bulletin, or blah, blah, blah." So, and yet this request, while it's beautiful, we don't know the Holy Spirit, is probably actually harder than, you know, fixing the boiler or the bulletin or whatever. So a lot of people feel, I'm sure you might be one of them, like, we get Jesus and maybe even the Father, but the Holy Spirit is somewhat elusive. I'm not going to accomplish it in like a 2-minute reflection here. And the answer that I'm going to give is probably not a helpful one, at least at first. The Holy Spirit is the person of the Trinity that I think you grow to love and you grow familiar with in time. It's one of those things you kind of look back on your life and you see, I've got the Holy Spirit now because I've grown, or, you know, I'm so, you know, familiar with God that's got to be the work of the Holy Spirit in me. Or, you know, I'm virtuous in this way. Not like in a prideful, arrogant way, but, you know, just being honest, like, yeah, you're virtuous, or, you know, you're steadfast in your prayer life. That's the Holy Spirit working in you. So I think about myself, like when I was in seminary and early on in priesthood, I had the same issue with the Holy Spirit. I really, because I knew older Catholics or older priests who loved the Holy Spirit and were like all on fire with it. And I was like, I want that, but I don't get it. Like, I don't get the Holy Spirit. I mean, I'll pray novenas to the Holy Spirit and I'll say the Come Holy Spirit prayer. But, you know, I now kind of look back on my life and now I say, actually, I get the Holy Spirit. And I love the Holy Spirit. And it started with that fundamental desire. So I would say you start with that as well, that you want to know the Holy Spirit. You want to be in sync with the Holy Spirit. Make that petition to God. He'll come to you with it. And then you'll see, it's not like you're always going to pray every day with the Holy Spirit. I mean, you're still generally going to focus on Jesus and maybe even the Father as well. But there'll be times, whether it's in your day or for a couple of days in your week, whatever, where you're really invoking the Holy Spirit. It's like, okay, you're done thinking about Jesus, but now you want to feel that love. That's the Holy Spirit. Or you want to be inspired to help people at home or in your workforce or, you know, for me in the parish, whatever it is. Like, you'll invoke the Holy Spirit to give you that courage and that wisdom. So all of these little instances will build up your repertoire or whatever, your arsenal of how you relate to the Holy Spirit and appreciate him. So that's just a little thing. And anyway, by the way, I mentioned all this because Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit here. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you to all the truth. So come, Holy Spirit. Amen.